Hey, this is Letitia, and I don't know about you, but I absolutely love the holiday season. I love the music, the decorations, the food. I love that it's a time that family and friends get together and try so very hard to be on their best behavior. People think about those less fortunate, and people are more giving. You know, come to think of it, I think I love the idea of the holidays because somehow it doesn't usually run quite like that in my house. First, there is the every single year debate about where are we going this year. Everyone wants it to be at their house, but no one wants to do all the preparation to make it happen. So, everybody tries to decide who's bringing what time, who's picking up who, and without fail, somebody's ex-something is invited as the entertainment portion of the night. Now, the really cool thing about my family is that although we could make a beautiful poster representing many cultures, the traditions are, for the most part, condensed and refined and rolled into one big cook the food, put it on the table, say grace, and eat. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Of course, I'm leaving out the belching, farting, and cussing parts. When there has been occasion for someone new and outside of the family to join us, it is an unspoken rule that the person that invites them must explain the ways of the family. It's astonishing how good manners are universal. My rule of thumb has always been, if you don't know, look at the person next to you and ask the person who invited you. The best part of mixing and meeting new people, families, and different cultures with diverse traditions is the opportunity to learn something new, the food, the music, the language, and religious affiliations. It's also great to be taught about new traditions as well as to teach about your family history and traditions. A great way to open dialogue is by bringing something that is unique to your own culture and sharing that with the new family. Remember, there is a time and a place to voice your political, social, and economic views. Be mindful of where you are and take the proper precautions not to offend or insult. But also, be prepared to have a thick skin for some family members whose ignorance to your background is very apparent. Holidays can be a very painful time for many as well. The memories of the ones we lost or being alone during the season is a reality for many. Whether you spend this holiday season in the company of many or alone, remember to take it one day at a time. And just because it's this way today doesn't mean it has to be that way next time. Unless you want it to be. If you find yourself alone, a single parent, or just want to try something new with your family, how about volunteering at a local shelter? What a great way to give of yourself. You may be surprised how much you get in return. This is Letitia, hoping that one day we can all sit at the same table and celebrate life. Happy holidays.